Mark. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, this is. I got, oh, my gosh. Let's see. What's happening for places with water? Well, on Saturday, I took off to... Took off to... Yeah, I need to use that. Took off to, Fort Sumner. It's a place with water. Exciting, isn't it? Going on with you and 5 billion of your people are just trying to get through college without too much math. Perfect. Okay. I remember having a sociology class. You know what this room used to be? Much nicer. A little bigger, too. I think they took 3 rooms beyond that. Yeah. Let's go this way. You don't have to go back to the front. No roof access. Fun stuff. That is one heck of a sign. It like over explains the situation so much. It's like, I don't understand. I'm sure it's by some regulation have to say like that. Because here's what it says down here. Yeah? Yeah? You just be a human being?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. That's cool. Alright, so, anyway. So I went to Zillow, the traditional spot to go to when you're in search. That doesn't matter to me. We're going to the same place, ultimately. Yes, ma'am. I'm following you.
Why?
If it does. So you think they're going to change the name of the building?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore? They're going to call it Culinary Art? Way back in the day. Yep, I think they're just going to change this to Culinary Arts. Okay. What happened?
Oh, we're way behind. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Sorry. Well, you're having fun. Who am I?
You can see what this thing going up and down before.
Sure, sure. So I found this place for $35,000. It's small. You know, it's a place that's probably worth around
$35,000. The place is
somewhere? Somewhere, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at least doesn't like it. That's pretty characteristic of her once you first hit anything.
I love it's like $400,000. No, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know where Lisa's first tendency leads. Anyway. The places she would almost instantly hate once we had to start cleaning and maintaining the thing. It's like, oh my gosh, you guys are kidding me. This whole room I never go into in this house. But yeah, heck, that's true now. I don't go into the twins' old room. Nothing in there I need. Next person to go in there is Matt again. Says, Matt, this room just stayed exactly here waiting for you to come back. Yeah, I hope it's not too disgusting. Have you got an unmade bed?
Okay.
Anyway, so I went out and took a look at it and said, well, this is definitely within budget. This can be handled. So, I was in a good part of town, basically not really in town, but technically it is in town. Kind of the opposite of what we have now, which looks like it's in town, but it really isn't.
The kitchen and the bedroom and the living room are just small, and there's no dining room.
So, I think what Lisa's saying is,
it's too small.
She wants to expand the entire thing.
Yeah.
I don't. There is a there is. There's the bedroom that you were looking at. And then there was the room behind it that, you know, had the exterior door. And
that was not a bedroom. You cannot put
it's
a
not a
bedroom. You called it a bedroom. It's a one for the bed. It's too small. Maybe it was a nursery for a crib.
Which room are you talking about now? The one with the exterior door?
No.
The one in front?
Yes.
The one that actually is a bedroom.
Yeah. There's no closet. No room for a dresser. Which is why I thought it was a dining room. Because there's no closet.
Anyway. So, as you can tell, Lisa's less than enthusiastic about the place. It's in a good location. It's a place that has water. The village is adequate for small-scale stuff. It's only 3 hours from Albuquerque. A little over an hour from Clovis. Anyway. Now it's got some contour around it. The walking possibilities of actually walking someplace that's kind of pretty is really nice.
How many dogs might be
down by there? Oh, good night. There's always dogs. There. What am I going to do?
Not
I don't know what to do for you, Lisa.
When I walk around here by myself and I see somebody walking with them.
I know. I don't know what to tell you.
Because I've had them come after me. With their owner on a leash. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Those pheromones again. I don't know what to tell you. So, anyway, on my way back home from Fort Sumner, I decided to stop by the Dacks, Bob and Sandra Dack, who I used to go visit quite often. I was their home teacher way back in the day. Their kids went to school at House, the learning center at House. They're maybe about 10 miles south of House. And I used to work here, drive back and forth between here and Tucumcari. And, anyway, so, I'm going to go visit them, and it was really nice. Their son, Jason, and his wife, Laura, who we knew when she was a teenager in Tucumcari. And their kid, they have two daughters. I think that's all they got. And, nice little talk, and they said, hey, you should come to church on Sunday. It's like, yeah? And it was, it's like, yeah. I need a change. I need a break. I'm just interesting folks. So on Sunday, we decided to drive. I invited Lisa, and she was game. She went with me. She was awfully nice. No, up to Fort Sumner. Saw a lot of people that we hadn't seen in a while. They had us speak.
I'm fine.
Oh, yeah, you did fine. Better than me. Anyway. And it was nice. Met some interesting people. Met a guy who was living the dream, man. Of course, I don't think he thought it was a dream. He was just living it. He had a cabin out at Milagro. The real Milagro, not the place that you bump into. You know, the one in the movie. Although they didn't use that, they used Trucius instead. But
what about luxury now?
Yeah, it is. Apparently there's enough kids that can afford it that it's worthwhile.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Parents want their kids to have a beautiful college experience. You go get to that. Yet another indication that I am a bad parent. Hey, yeah, boy, let me tell you, did I add some oomph to that particular bad parent label? That's right, by what I wrote last night. About the fact that if you have a rebellious child, just don't sit there and glom onto them with your love. It says that'll just keep them terrible. Don't make it seem like everything's wonderful. It's not. Go ahead and say, it's not. It's not wonderful. I'm not happy. If you reject me, I'm not going to come chase you down with a plate full of cookies and try to bribe you into being a decent person again. If you ever were in the first place.
Thank you for not talking.
So, yeah, I'm not going to go down the annals of being the perfect 21st century parent who basically helps their children get away with murder. Because I love my child.
Don't you worry.
There you go. That's a good thought. I'll make sure the cops can't find you. Kind of like Dog the Bounty Hunter, man. I'm getting more and more material from Dog the Bounty Hunter lately. We haven't watched it in a couple of months. Anyway, So, Lord Sunra would love to adopt us into their branch.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and I'm like, oh. So I don't think I can technically just do that too much. Although I said there is precedent. I mentioned it to Bob. I said, you know, we can talk to state presidents. You know, they can assign us out here. It says, and then it's a calling. It's a thing. Nobody gets to question it. Well, nobody thought of that. Well, you might very well do it. It's like, yeah. Yeah, the Never Knows Records transferred to our branch. Jason's a contractor these days. We can have him do your work on your house for you, Lee. Do something with it. Lisa and I have a basic disconnect about, I don't think she's taking into account our family size. I'm pretty sure she actually does, but she's just not feeling the desire to adjust at all. We're living in the same size house we typically live in, 2,000 square feet or so. I have to be honest, I think I spoiled Lisa horribly. How are we doing for time?
It's almost midnight, so we'll get up there
a little bit. All right. So, I spoiled her terribly in Tucum Carry. She had so much room. And where she grew up was just...
so small.
Tiny. I want to think how big it actually was. Probably about 1,200 square feet at the best.
Yeah. It was a 3-bedroom 1.5.
Well, I don't think those rooms qualify as rooms. That was a converted front room.
They added that front room.
Yeah, thanks to the garage.
That front bedroom used to be the room. No, there was no garage.
Oh, they just add on that part of the house.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks to any appearance like it was an old garage.
Because it's not a garage.
Yeah, you're right. But still, it has that whole feel. Yeah. But they just enclosed the... But they just enclosed their garage and turned that into the new front room. And they took the old front room and broke it into two bedrooms.
No, it's a
one-bedroom.
I thought it was two. No, it's a one-bedroom.
Oh, okay. Anyway, all right.
That was a small
room. Yeah. So, I think we're still battling Lisa's childhood claustrophobia. But I try to give her a bigger space to work with. A little, you know, the neighbor's not right on top of you and stuff like that.
I think there's enough room in that yard to expand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just thought knocking down a couple of walls would probably do the job. But Lisa disagrees. Me, I would knock down the wall between the bedroom and that room behind it. So they're one basic space. And probably expand the bathroom, because I'm sure the bathroom's terrible.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do much with the kitchen. except make it nicer. Update it a bit. You're cooking for two people!
I have food storage. Pantry. Stop.
Uh-huh. You can put that on the north side, where the laundry room kinda is. You can expand that if you want more pantry space. How much pantry space do we freaking need for two people?
I'm
not feeding an army. We got the leftovers of a family of eight. And we're not really working on it. We're just sitting on it. Not a horrible thing, but that's not it. It's got a whole nother, it's got a whole nother space in a separate building. So, that was what we were kind of looking at. I don't think that other place has a toilet in it. So it's not really a living space. The place that's already really small, we can put that in there. On the other side of the living room, the north side. Anyway, I didn't think I thought it was decent enough. I'm sorry. Lisa is pretty sure it's not even close. Okay. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Well, I was just trying to go for something that could fit a budget. Want to go to the back? Let's go to the back. Howdy. That's all. You know, I'm not trying to get you to buy it. If you don't want it, we're not going to get it. That's easy. You always think that I care about these places like you do, and I don't. I'm just trying to get possible things. Complete one?
They're in just the place.
Oh, you're a wonderful soul. All right, everybody. That was all there was. Lisa's gorgeous. Yes, you're wonderful.